The idea behind Britain's healthcare system is straightforward, says Michael Summers of the Nonprofit Patients Association that helps people understand the National Health Service.
Everyone is entitled to free healthcare at the time of need, both in relation to consulting their general practitioner and to hospital treatment and operations. It's free.
Summers explains every worker in the country pays for it through a national insurance tax.
It's relatively cheap for what you get, and it's been in existence for 60 years, so it's well established as a health service, and it works. It isn't perfect, but then there's no country that has a perfect system.
One of its strengths is everyone is covered, says Fiona Wise, who runs three London-area hospitals.
We provide care for elderly people, for mothers-to-be, for newborn babies, for children, and we provide long-term care for certain groups of patients who have what we would describe as chronic illnesses.
Summers says the service takes care of people not just in hospitals, but in doctors' offices and dentists throughout Britain.
It's vast, absolutely vast. It's the biggest employer in the country, said to employ more people than the Red Army, if that's a comparison. It is vast. It costs an enormous amount of money. But, of course, it's funded from taxation and from the contributions made by patients.
The sheer size of the service is at the heart of many complaints, such as long waiting times, cancelled operations, and poor nursing care. Errors by doctors who are either too pressed for time or inadequately funded are also a growing problem. Studies indicate that up to 15% of all patients in Britain are diagnosed incorrectly or have ailments that are overlooked. Cancer specialist Dr. Carol Sakura says the quality of care is uneven because local authorities decide which medications or treatments are available.
Each of them have different philosophy about heart disease, about cancer, about mental illness. And so the services you get for whatever it is you need depends critically on where you live. We call this postcode prescribing.
Some patients have waged campaigns in the courts or the media in order to get access to treatment or medicine authorities have deemed too expensive, even if it prolongs life. Sakura says British authorities lag behind other European nations in making cancer drugs available.
If they take 3 years to decide whether a drug for kidney cancer can be included or not, that's 3 years of kidney cancer patients that don't get the drug, and that's what we've seen over the last few years.
But having a national healthcare service does have its advantages in some areas. The British government's chief medical advisor, Liam Donaldson, says it makes organizing vaccinations and planning a response to flu outbreaks easier.
We can, if necessary, be very centralized. We can get stockpiles of antivirals. We can distribute them to people. We can put a vaccine program in place very quickly and get very high levels of coverage. And when we have shortages in one part of the country of beds or intensive care beds, we can ensure that a network of services provides them in another part of the country.
But the critics and supporters agree. One of the British National Health Service's biggest challenges as it enters its seventh decade are the mounting costs of new technology and medicines and an aging population. Jennifer Glass for VOA News, London.